Vishvir was made available, Le'ili Nishmas, Zev Burach ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Am and Yeshaya. Tahai Nishmusam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
You are not days, the Mishnah, and you the Ema. Are you there, man? Breaking or your diet? Your baby comes at night at the beginning of the 14th. This everybody holds. Over your diet, Shabbos. Now, according to what Gemara thinks at first, it means in addition to the night, he's baby in the morning too. Later, Gemara will say it doesn't mean that. It means we did not bathe at night, it's bathe in the morning. Obishas habayor, and it's bathe at that time when he has to get rid of chametz. That just before the beginning of the sixth hour. Sixth hour, by the way, is the Rabbanon. Menater is the beginning of the seventh hour before Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we'll see later, after that, no more Bedikas Chametz. Okay, he wasn't Bedik before, he shouldn't be Bedik anymore after that time. Why? The Gemara will explain. V'chachomim emrim lo yibodak yudal, if he wasn't Bedik the 14th, yibodak yudal. In the morning, floor bordak by your dollar. In the morning, yivdig v'sach hamed. Pesach learns anytime during Pesach. So in that, the amechulik with Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it wasn't bedik before Pesach, he can't be bedik during Pesach. Now, chomesay can be bedik during Pesach too if he was not bedik before. Lo bordak v'sach hamed. Yivdik lachamer, because if he finds chametz she'ola ola v'pesach also b'hanoya, and therefore he has to find it, get rid of it. Now this goes back, umash meshaya, goes back to the very first when he's bedik the night before the yudalit, umash meshaya, whatever chametz he leaves over, because he still needs it to eat at night and in the morning. He should put it in a private place. Today, in order that in case he will find something missing, it means a rat made off a piece of the chametz someplace, so I'll have to look for it again. If he has to put the chametz that he intends to eat tonight and tomorrow in a safe place where no rats can get at it. Say that. Friday, Gemara, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara thinks, right now, Rabbi Yehuda requires all three times. Eil Yudalit, Yudalit Shachis, or Shasabir. What's the reason? Rav Chisda, Rabbi, Barabu, Damit Habayah, they said, according to what we originally thought, Pshat and Mishnah. Later, we see that's not a Pshat. Keneged Sholes, it's parallel to the three times you see in the Torah where we're commanded to get rid of chametz. It says, lo yeroy lecho chametz, lo yeroy lecho ser, that's one pasuk. Another pasuk, shivas yomim ser lo yimosei batecha. And another pasuk, ah, v'yomorishim tashbiz v'sorim v'vdatecha. But since we find three times in the Torah, the chachomet were mesakim v'd'rabonam, three times Bedikas Chametz. That's how Rabbi of Chisda and Rabbi Baravun thought of the Peshat in the Mishnah three times, and is parallel to the three times the Teo talks about the subject. They're not saying it's been our Torah these Bedikas. It's only the Rabbanon. Like Rashi says, you shouldn't be able to value oil, and Tesu says, the Lord, you shouldn't eat Chametz. Might find Chametz and eat it. So the Chachamim says that's Hakone. But these two Chachamim are thinking that Rabbi Yehuda requires Bedikah three times because the Chachamim is Hakone parallel to the three times you say the Chumash. Rabbi Yehuda came along and said it's the wrong shot. Says, he's telling us he wasn't bathing in these three times, he cannot be bathing anymore. So you see, that's the message of Rabbi Yehuda. You can't be bathing anymore. It doesn't put emphasis that you have to be bathing three times. Otherwise, you just say, you have to be bathing three times. You know, I'm saying, if you weren't bathing these three times, you can't be bathing anymore. So you see the anymore that he's emphasizing. We see in the account of Abahud and Machalikas is from now on that you can be bathing. Which means if you the whole, you can't be bathing anymore after this time. And the Chachamim say you can. So therefore, who says that you insist on three times? You can learn Pshat any one of these three times. You didn't do it the first time. And the second time. Didn't do it in the morning, still has chance, b'shasa beya. But after that, it's all over, you can't do it anymore. That's all it comes to say, not you have to do it three times. And the Chachamim say, no, it's not over, you can still do it during Pesach too. So again, Alma, we see, v'yimekan v'elach v'deplik, v'achalek is this, if you can be better, come as from now on. But in the previous, before that, whether you have to be bathing three times or not, you know, machlekes. Nobody will require three times. Malzutra masnei hochem. Malzutra learned the kasha of Yesu like this. Mosev of Yesu. Yesu has a kasha from a more explicit language of Abaisa. Abidei merkol shaloi bodak be echod mishloi shaprokem halol. He wasn't bathing in one at least three times. Shuvein abedik. So first of all, you see, only one of the three times, not necessarily Vedic all three times. And we see, what is he insisting on? You cannot be Vedic after that. Only we see, you should be in the Vedic with the plea. So therefore, it means Rav Chist and Rav Abarav had a mistake with the Lam Shat in the Mishnah. That Rav Yehuda insists on three times. No, only one of the three times. What's he coming to tell us? You're coming to say that after these three times, no more. Say that. Rabbi Yehuda Nami, he also is saying, Im lo boda koma, if he wasn't bathing the first night, he's bathing in the morning, like the Chachamim say. But the Hoche, here the Hoche, maybe the Machalekes is in this, Mal Solom Yikam Yisurein. Rabbi Yehuda holds before the Isa, before this man of Isa, how much he can be Vedic? At night, in the morning, and before the sixth hour begins. Bosa Yisurelo. After that time of Isa begins, he cannot be Vedic. Why? Because if he's Vedic Chometz, and he might find Chometz, because they were afraid, he might come to eat from it. After the time of Chometz, we don't want anybody to encounter Chometz. If he looks, he might find. Then he might forget and eat it. That's why he holds, after the time when the Isa of Chometz begins, no more digas Chometz. Rabbanan say, we're not afraid of that. Say, so he wasn't bathing previously, he can be bathing even during Pesach. Say that. So now starts an entire sugya in investigating all of Rabbi Yehuda's statements elsewhere to see when he is not Gezer, when he is yes Gezer. He is Gezer. And then we'll ask questions on other places where he is not Gezer. But Rabbi Yehuda make a Gezerah. He might come to eat from it. That's why he cannot be Beidei Chometz after his man Yisurei. But now we learn. Everybody knows. On the second day of Pesach, they're makriv the omer, and that makes permissible to eat chodosh, the new grain. Before that, Chodesh is Asa. As soon as they're marked with the Ema on the second day of Pesach, Yoitzin, if you went out in the street, Umoitzin Shuki Yerushalayim, Shem Aleim, Kemach Hakoli, the marketplace of Yerushalayim are full of flour of the new crop and parched grain of the new crop on sale. Chomed Pesach, which begins now as Israel on the second day, it means that before Pesach, they had already reaped and processed and ground the grain into flour, although it was still also to eat at that time, before the Eimah. Now, at that time, it's a question, do we permit them to reap the grain and to thresh it and to grind it and to parch it? If it's also to eat, why aren't we afraid that by handling it, it might come to eat it? But the Mishnah says that we're not afraid. We permitted them to do it. Or it's a question, we permitted them to do it. So he says, on the second day of Pesach, if you went out in the street, in the market, you can see full of the new grain for sale. Shalom, b'yotzein chachon. Chachon, we're not satisfied. Thomas didn't like the idea of processing the grain, of even picking the grain before the time. Because when they're busying themselves with the new grain before the Hakrovas Oim on the second day of Pesach, they might come to eat it. So Amir is afraid to permit them to use, to be reaping and processing the grain before the second day of Pesach because they might come to eat. And Rabbi Yehuda Amir Biotzein Chachomim Ho Yoisim. He said they did it with the consent of the Chachomim. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it's a time and it's also to eat that grain, it's before the Ema, still the Chachomim permitted to process it. Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid he might come to eat from it. So why is it by B'dikas Chomets, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can count your B'dik Chomets during Pesach, because you might come to eat from it? Say that. Omar Rabbe, Shani Chodosh. Chodosh is different. Mitoch Shelohi Taltalo Ela Yedei Kituv. Since we don't permit to reap the grain with a sickle like you do regularly, before the Omer, when you reap the grain, you have to do it by plucking the grain, by pulling it. That's a Shinoi. So that Shinoi reminds you that it's Chodosh. Since you didn't permit it only by means of plucking it, who's going to remember that it's Chodosh? They won't come to eat. I say that. So now he's saying that the reaping that they permitted, according to Rabbi Yehuda, before Pesach, was not by means of a sickle, but by means of plucking, a Shinoi. And that reminded him not to eat. Omar Abaye, that's good b'shas k'tif, at the time of plucking. There's a shinoi, which reminds him not to chew that grain. But as grinding it and sifting it, what can you say? The farmers many times chew some of the grain that they're grinding, and sometimes they eat the flour. So therefore, what's to remind them that it's Chodosh? If Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot be Vedic Chomets during Pesach, because you might come to eat it, so why can you grind and sift the grain, this Chodosh, before this man of Heta? Why isn't he afraid you might come to eat it? By the grinding and sifting, what kind of shindo do you have to remind you? And to the Maholo Kash, that's no Kasha. Tchina, I could say, Berechaya Deyad. You grind it before Pesach only by a handmill. That's a shina, because grain, they grind with a regular mill, either a water mill or a mill that's turned by a donkey that goes around and around, a big mill. But since we'll make a chumrah, can only be ground in a handmill, that's a shina to remind you. and harkoda and sifting it al gabi enough on the back of the sieve. You turn the sieve upside down and you sift it in the shina. So therefore, all the things you do before the haklavas eimer with the grain have to be done with the shinoi, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not afraid. We're not guessing you might come to eat it. Go say that. Keep your finger on the line in the Gemara. Keep your finger on the line in the Gemara. Look in the Rashi on the top line. Shaloi be'al tzen tach. No, second line of Rashi, second line. Rida me'al me'tech shalo hital talo. See, he didn't permit him to reap to derech kol ha'shono. Elo be'yadayim ketin. Only with their hands they pluck the ears of the grain. Melilas me'akakit. So he also leaked shalom him. He cannot reap before the Eimah. You see, Eimah reishis k'tzirchem alakeyim. Shu'tchilo leiktsira. So therefore, you cannot reap. You have to make a shinoi and pluck. That's muta before the Eimah. So by means of this shinoi, zohor hu, he was reminded, as isa chodesh, al yidei shinoi ha-maisir, but all also the method won't come to eat, say that. In the Gemara, eight lines down from the top in the Gemara, pragma elaho, did not be learned. It's muta before the Eimah to reap in the Beis HaShalchim, the fields that have to be watered by hand. It's not enough that they're watered by rain. And you can reap the grain in the little valleys, means this. Any place where the grain is fit for the Eimah, it's also to do any reaping before you reap the Eimah. But places where the grain is not eligible for Eimah, because it's not high quality grain, like Beis HaShalchim, or in the little gullies where crops grow, in little cracks in the ground, depressed in the ground, that's not fit for the Eimah. Since it's not fit for the Eimah, therefore, it's muta to reap there. Where's also to reap for the Eimah? Only that which is fit for the Eimah. Reish is k'tzirch, it has to be the Eimah. But what's not fit for the Eimah, like Beis HaShalchim v'Amokim, is muta to reap. However, it's also to eat it before the Eimah. Now, it says, k'tzirch, you can reap in Beis HaShalchim. If you're v'Amokim, avolo geishim, they didn't permit you to make a grain pile. But a grain pile is not so necessary. To reap it is because this kind of grain is a quality that spoils if you don't reap it in time. But not necessary to make a pile. So we say that much we don't permit to make a grain pile. Now the question is, we'll keep it, we explain this. Elsewhere, why have you the, it's not important now. Elsewhere, they want to explain this as have you the saying this. My ikelema, what can you say? You're reaping without a shinoi. You're reaping it with a sickle, like regular grain. There's no shina. But if it is afraid by chomish, it might come to eat it. Why isn't he afraid he might come to eat this grain that is reaping in the Beis HaShalchim, and is reaping without a shina? Say that. And Rashi explains that later is a Mishnah, Anshe Yericha, Ketsu Lefnei Ha'emel, as Rabbi Yehuda, because they didn't take any grain for the Eimah from around Yericha. So since it's not eligible for the Eimah, it's muta to reap. And there the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda. For a certain reason, Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda. See, Rabbi Yehuda permits to reap, although it's certainly also to eat before the Eimah, even though you can reap it before the Eimah, but it's also to eat. So why isn't he afraid if you'll be busying yourself reaping it, you might come to eat it? Elama Rabbi. See, it's a different size. Why Rabbi is not geyser by Chodosh before the Eimah? Although he is geyser by Chometz after his Zman Nisur. Chodosh, Bodu, Minei, Chodosh, people are separated from it. The whole winter, nobody ate any Chodosh. all the new grain, everybody knew is also an Eretz Yisrael. So they're waiting for the Eretz. So therefore, if you allow them to reap the grain, we're not afraid that he'll come to eat from it. Actually, there's no reason why he shouldn't reap it everywhere with a sickle. Only, it says, Oimer Reishis Ksilchem, the first reaping has to be only for the Oimer, so it's also to reap any place where it's fit to bring an Oimer. But the place where it's not fit, you can reap without a Shema. So even when you say you have to pluck it with your hands, it's not because we're making a Shema, you shouldn't come to eat from it. We're plucking because also to reap from good grain before you reap the Oima. But those places where it's mutter to reap, you can reap with a sickle. And we're not afraid he might come to eat. Why not? Because by Chodosh, he's bodily. He's abstaining from it the whole winter, so he won't come to eat it. Chomes lo bodily. Chomes up to now has been eating chomes. So therefore, if he was baiting chomes, I might come across a nice piece of chametz. I might forget that it's Pesach. I might put it in his pocket. Let's say he's baiting chametz. He found a candy or something, I'll put it in his pocket. And then while he's continuing baiting chametz, he'll eat the candy. So he's accustomed to it. Say that. So that's the final answer. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot be baiting chametz. Fachas man isurei. Because chametz lo bodol minay, but the chodesh is muta to work with chodesh before the heter of the oima, because people are bodol from the chodesh, they have abstained from it until now, they're not afraid he might come to eat from it. Omar Rabbi, the Rabbi Yehuda the Rude Kashe means only. From Avida, on Avida had a kasha, and the Rabbana had a low kasha, because the Rabbana said in our Mishnah, you're permitted to be Vedic Achazman Isuri. So see that the Chachamim are not afraid he might come to eat. So why is it the Chachamim say that we're dissatisfied with Shalobi Yotzayin Chachamim, anybody prepared the grain before the Eimah? Even though it was bodily night, still the Chacham said, you cannot work on Chodesh before the Eimer, afraid you might come to eat from it. This Kashi didn't answer. He only answered the Kashi. Now you don't know you that. What about Rabbana Rabbana once more? And now Mishnah Rabbana say you cannot be you could be Beidik Chomets. Achazman Yisurei. But not afraid you might come to eat the Chomets. And here it states on the top line, Shalobi Yotzayin Chachom and Amer represents the Chachom and say, it's wrong to cut the new grain anyway, even with Kituf, before this man of the Heter, because you might come to eat from it. Say that. Ewa, Rabbi continues to speak. The Rabbi Yudhi, Ad Rabbi Yudhi Loi Kashi Kiddush Shonin, like we answered. He agrees with Abaye's answer, that by Chometz, they're not bottle men, eh? Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that he's baiting Achazman Yisurei, Dilma Osir Lemechol Minei. But Chodesh is bottle men, eh? So Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid if you're handling it before the Hetzel Eimer, you might come to eat, because your people are bottle. But the Rabban Alabon Nami Lokashi, because all that the Rabban say, in the case of the Eimer, we're afraid he might come to eat from it since he's handling it. Why is he handling it? Is handling the new grain to prepare it for eating. Eventually, it will be eaten after the Eima. So you might come to eat from it now too. But in the case of Likas Chomets, we're not afraid you might come to eat it. Who asks my Mechazer all over the surface? He himself is seeking the Chomets. In order to burn it, the purpose is to destroy it. Mechel Kochmi, will it come to eat from it? The Chomets said, he's not afraid he might come to eat from it. By Velikas Chomets, he knows the purpose is to get rid of it. Say that. Now, Rashi came in a later generation. He tried his own tarets. Rashi Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Kashem. Kemach v'kolitna. We only learn the bottom line of the previous omen. Shem elayim kemach v'kolit. So what do they do? They prepared flour and they prepared scorched parts of grain. That's not fit to eat. So therefore, these things that are not fit to eat, they weren't geyser. Chametz, we're afraid, if it's baby chametz, he might find a bagel, he might find a piece of cake, something ready to eat. But in the case of the chodosh, what is he misasik? He's busying himself with the kemach and kolik. People don't need kemach and kolik. So the Gemara says, Hodar avasi, bidusa. Bidusa means it's imaginary terrors. And some are given birusa. Birusa means it's extraneous. We don't accept extraneous. Birusa. We don't accept that terror's not a good terror. Why? Hotena. That would be good because of Elah. After it became Koli, so you say it's not fit to eat, there's nothing to be gazed at, they might come to eat it. Mikola ad Koli Mikola. But before, until it became Koli, what did they have to say? By plucking the grain or reaping the grain, whatever it is, let's say you're pulling the grain. You're pulling out ears of grain. Ears of grain to farmers, when it's fresh grain, they chew on it. That's all you used to do. People used to chew raw grain, fresh grain. So therefore, why aren't you afraid to come to eat it before it becomes kemach and kolit? And if you want to say it to us, all you they keep it kidove is because he's plucking it, like you said above, and plucking it is a shinui to remind us. Elo koitzim beis ha-shalchim. We should be amokim in these places where it's not fit to bring the emer from them. They will learn you can reap with the derech without a shinoi. We'll keep that we said this can be who did my ekel. Remember why aren't we geza? You might come to eat. Before it's kemach v'kolei. While it's cutting the grain without a shinoi because there's no place where you don't bring the emer. And it's mutter the cup with the usual way. Why aren't you afraid you might come to eat? Hello. The Avashi tried, but they don't accept his terms. Say that. Prague the Gemara, what did you say? Rabbi Yehuda says, after Zman Isurei, you should not be Beidik Chametz. You might come to eat it. Because Chametz is low bottleneck. People are not understanding from Chametz until now. Because Heche de low bottleneck, Migoza Rabbi Yehuda, just because it's a place where he's not abstaining from it. Does Rabbi Yehuda make a gzeira? But now we learn the Mishnah. Lo yike on Shabbos. Lo yike vodim shofer shol beisim. A man should not make a hole in an eggshell. Yemalen Hashemen. And fill it with oil. Yitnan avetzad hanea. And put it alongside al oil lamp. Bishvil shetei minat tefes. In order that the eggshell should drip oil through the hole gradually into the lamp. So even though eventually the lamp will burn out its oil, but it will be replenished from the little reservoir of oil in the eggshell that drops into the lamp. Va'afilo hi shel cheres. And even if it's not an eggshell, even though it's a little reservoir made of clay, it's also awesome. Why? Because we're afraid he might come to take some of that oil for himself. He might, let's say, want to smear a piece of oil on the challah from the lamp on the table. Now, in the lamp itself, he won't take any oil out, but the wick is sticking in it. So understand it's also to take oil out of the lamp where there's a wick. But the eggshell, the little reservoir, is separate. He might come to take oil, and even from the reservoir, it's also to take oil out. But that oil in the reservoir is needed to keep the wick burning eventually. So there was also to do that, because he might come to draw, to take some oil out of the reservoir. He might come and dip his challah in that oil. And take the finger takes some oil out. There was also. Rabbi Yehuda matir. And see, even if it's cheres, even the reservoir is clay, and clay, unbaked clay, just dried clay, so the oil inside of it sometimes gets unpleasant taste, So we are afraid that he might come to take some oil out for himself, and that's a remote form of mechabe, of extinguishing. And taking out oil from the reservoir, which is needed eventually to keep the light burning, is iso mechabe. That's why it's also to do that, because he might draw some oil out of it for his own use. Again, from the oil lamp itself, nobody will ever take any oil out on the Shabbos. But if a little reservoir near the oil lamp, he might pull the oil out for himself to use, and that's also. That's why he can't make such an arrangement. Rabbi Yehuda Matya, so you see Rabbi Yehuda, even though people have been using oil all week, and now too, olive oil. Still Rabbi Yehuda permits to do it, and not Gezer might come to eat, say that. And so the Gemara, some there, Mishum Chumra de Shabbos, because Shabbos is such a severe avera, Mivdil Dili, people will separate themselves from such an act. Therefore, we're not afraid in the case of Shabbos that it'll take oil out. That's what the Mivdil says. The Tanakam is afraid, the Mivdil is not afraid. Why? Chometz is afraid. Chometz is not that much chomor as Shabbos is chomor. Shabbos, everybody's afraid of Shabbos, it's easier skiller, and therefore we're not afraid. For I think that's the case, well, I'll ask a kasha, the Shabbos or Shabbos? The time you learn, the rope of a water bucket as you lower into the well, if the rope broke, now you cannot tie on a new rope because that's a permanent knot. And it's also to make a permanent knot on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. Lo Yehei Kesha, you can't tie up that rope. But it's a permanent knot. But you can make a slip knot. A slip knot or a bow knot is mutter to make. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kerech, he says, no, you cannot make a bow knot. Kerech Olav Pundi, you can wrap around a belt. That's a belt that you have around your waist. Or piskaya, or a leggings. A leggings wrapping. Anything that you know, you won't leave there permanently. And you can wrap that around in order to pull the bucket up and down from the well. Or belvad shelo yander, but you shouldn't make a bow knot. So either seems, says also to make a slip knot, because you might come to make a permanent knot. So either, in the case of Chometz, Gezer Shabbos, he's not Gezer, he permits to make a little reservoir of oil near the lamp. And he's not afraid somebody will come to use the oil because Shabbos is very severe. And here, although Shabbos is severe, he says you cannot make a slip knot. It might come to make a bow knot. So the kashet rabbi huda, and kashet rabbonah the rabbonah. But the rabbonah there say it's also to have a little reservoir of oil. It might come to take some of the oil. And here they permit to make a bow knot. Say the kashet. We'll say it again next time.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.